morning. In the previous weeks, we discussed the melacha of Bayrer. We went through Bayrer, went through Dash. The next melacha we would like to discuss is Teichin. Literally, Teichin means grinding. I take the wheat, I take the tvua, and I grind it, breaking it down into very fine, small pieces. On my way to making flour, and with this flour, I'm going to knead it and then make challah from it. So the melechas teichin is, the gedda to melechas teichin is taking one guf, taking one unit, and breaking it down into small pieces. However, if I take an apple and I cut it into four slices, that's not teichin, because it's still considered large slices. If I slice it into smaller pieces, then already I'm getting involved in this melacha of teichin. But how small does it have to be in order for one to be over on the melacha of teichin? That's not clear in the Pesukim. And since we're dealing with the Issur D'oraisa over here, it's a question of being over on Issur D'oraisa of a melacha of Shabbos. Therefore, anything which is very small, or what one would consider small, or another gedder that the Pesukim give is, to go on Shabbos when you're cutting the vegetables into small pieces, cut it a drop bigger than what you would do during the week. And then you know you're safe. There are times, for example, if one needs to cut vegetables into very small pieces for young children or for older people, that there may be a heter of doing it la'alter, close to the time when we're eating, similar to the heter we found by Bayrer. However, if one doesn't have to come out to that, they could cut it a drop bigger than what they normally cut it during the week, then you're definitely safer. We do find that there are differences between teichin by something which is gedule kaka, something that grows from the ground, to something which is not gedule kaka, which does not grow from the ground. For example, eggs, cheese, meat that doesn't grow from the ground. So over there is no melechas teichin d'oraisa. However, the Rabbanan said to use a kli, to use a utensil which is made specifically for breaking these things down into small pieces, one would not be able to. So to use a grater which is made for making small pieces, to grate your egg or cheese on a grater, that would be asar on Shabbos, even though it's not a gedulei karka. Egg slicer or a cheese slicer, that Rav Moshe Feinstein or Shlomo Zalman held that is mutter, so that would be mutter because it's just considered like a fancy knife. It's not clear it's made for cutting into small pieces, so that would be mutter. So again, so the melacha that we began this week is teichin. Teichin is grinding, taking one unit, breaking it down to small pieces. When it's something which is a gedule kaka, something that grows on the ground, like fruits or vegetables, cutting into very small pieces would be the iser over here, and therefore one has to make sure that it's a little bigger than what they normally do, or a size which is not considered very small. And if it's something which does not grow from the ground, like egg, cheese, or meat, as long as you're not using a kli which is made specifically for grinding, for breaking it down into small pieces, it would be mutter. And therefore, an egg slicer, a cheese slicer, a knife, or a fork would be mutter. Mitzvah, next week we'll talk about mashing and some other dinim that are negated to teichin. Have a wonderful Shabbos.